Zogt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt der Seite Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Two Edom, two kosher Edom come to Bezin together. Edomer, one Ed says, Nitmeis, the woman became Tomei, when she was alone with the man that the husband warned her not to be with. The Edomer, another Ed says, Loi Nitmeis. No, she did not become Tomei. So we have two Edom come together, but they're not both saying the same thing. Each one is saying something else. One of them is saying she was over in Aveira when she was alone with the man. The other one says she was not. Or, let's say two women came. Isha Emeris, one of the women says, Nitmeis. No, when she was alone with him, she became Tamei. The Isha Emeris, the other one says, Loi Nitmeis. She was not over the Aveira. Now, remember what we learned in Mishnah Beis. The woman is warned by the husband, don't be alone with this man. She's over the warning, she's alone with him. At this point, even an Eid Echad is believed when says an Aveira happened, even if that Eid Echad would be possible for other Eidas, like an Isha. So we have either two Kasher Eidim or two Pasal Eidim that are contradicting each other. Zok the Mishnah, as far as this site is concerned, Haisa Shaisa, she's going to drink the Mayim Hamarim. Being that the Eidas contradict each other, it's as if they don't exist. We're left with the same suffix, and the water has to determine whether she is Tamei or not. Zakta Batanura, remember, this is only if the two Edom came together. Two Kasher Edom walk in, one says she's Tamei, the other one says no. Or the two women walk in, one says she's Tamei, she became Tamei during that time of Stira when she was alone with the man, the other says no. But if one Ed came first and said she's Tamei, and Bezin was mekabel that Edus, the second Eid, cannot undo the first Edus. Once Bezin was mekabel the first Eid, the rule is wherever the Torah believes an Eid Echad, it is the same as two Eidim. So when the second Eid comes, you're like one against two, even though it's really one against one, but on Pialach it's considered one against two. Vayter zokta Mishnah, what if we have a case as follows? Echad, one Pasal Eid, Omer says, I saw Nitmei, she was Tamei, when she was alone with the man. Ushnayim and two Pasal Eidim, Oimrim, they come and they say, Loi Nitmeis. No. We were there when you were there, and it didn't happen. We don't know what happened before we got there or afterwards. But when you were there, it didn't happen. This that you say, that you saw, that she did the Aveira, can't be. Zakta Mishnah Haisa Shaisa. This site will drink the water as well. Because the two Pasal Eidim are stronger than the Kayach of the Eid Echad. So the two take away the Eidus that she was Tamei, so we're left with the suffix. We don't know what happened. Now, if the two were there the entire time and they say that she's not Tamei, she's not going to drink, because we know she's innocent, but they weren't there the entire time that she was alone with him. These two are only saying, we were there when this one Eid was there. So they're undoing the one Eid's testimony that she's Tamei, but they can't say for sure she's not Tamei, because we don't know what happened before these two Eidim got there or afterwards. Vayter, says the Mishnah. Suppose you have Shnayim, two Pasal Eidim, Oimrim, who say Nitmeis, that she became Tamei. The Echad, and one Eid says, one Pasal Eid, Oimr says, Loi Nitmeis, no, she did not become Tamei. Loi Haisis Shaisa, she doesn't drink. Because here too, the power of the two Eidim is much stronger than the Eid Echad. And being that the two Eidim established that she's guilty, we're not going to check her with the water, there's nothing to check. The Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, explains about Tanura, that when it comes to Eidus that are accepted, not to the regular Eidus, an Eid Echad, a Pasal Eid, it goes after Roiv Deis, it goes after the majority. Whether it's Lekula, whether it's Lechumra, whether it's to make her drink, or to prevent her from drinking. Okay, so quickly, chazring over, what did we learn in Mishnah Dalet? We learned that if one Eid says, Tamei, the other Eid says, no. And they came mamish together. Or, if a woman whose Pasal Eidus comes and says, Tamei, the other woman says, no. Again, they came together. The din is, she is considered a suffolk, and she goes ahead to drink. If one eight says, she became tummy when she was alone with the man that the husband warned her not to be with. And two come and say, no, we were there the whole time you were there. We weren't there the entire time she was alone with him. But we were there when you were there, and we did not see any tumma. The din is, she drinks. She's still considered a suffolk. If two pasal eidim say, she was tummy, and one eight echad comes along whose pasal says, she is not tummy, then she does not drink. Because as far as we're concerned, when it comes to Pasal Eidus, we go after the majority. And if the two say, she's Tamei, so she's Tamei. There's no suffix, there's no point in her drinking.